Hey,
welcome.
This is the initial broadcast of our bedwetting support group radio. And what we will be discussing here, you're probably thinking that's an odd name, that's a crazy name. But what we're doing here, it's a podcast for bedwetters, dealing with the topic of bedwetting and uresis, day wetting, night wetting, what have you. And it's a taboo topic. Most people don't want to discuss in public, but this channel will be dedicated, the inaugural show, dedicated, and all shows afterward, dedicated to bedwetting, the topic of enuresis, possible solutions, possible new drugs, medications. This is our support channel, the very first one that I'm aware of, dealing with this issue, this one particular issue. Now, if you want to call in, this is going to be a live call-in show. So, and weekly, we will have some guests. This is, again, the inaugural first show, so I'm very new at this. So bear with me in the days and weeks to come as we broadcast this. Basically, also, looking for calls. The strength of the show is based on calls, so we're looking for parents, grandparents, caregivers, anybody dealing with the issue of bedwetting. So if you want to call in, let me give you those numbers right now. It's 657 is the area code, 657-383-0607. Anything you want to rant about the issue, have any questions, concerns, any advice, we are not, let me stress this at the first episode and every episode, we are not medical experts in this field. However, the medical experts aren't able to tell you unless it's a physical condition, unless it's a mental condition, why a child of normal understanding still wets at their age. So we're dealing with teens, adults even. It's a topic that affects millions in the United States and around the world, and it's a topic very little talked about, and we're going to get into everything about this topic. We do need your calls. Calls will be appreciated. We'll talk to you. We'll discuss. It's going to be a friendly, open air chat. Now, a little bit about us. My name is Cody Appel. I am your host of the show and always will be the host of the show for as long as we can do it. I am a parent, along with my wife, who is having problems with this issue, is with a teenage son of ours. And that is what prompted me to want to create such a channel and such, you know, an understanding of a topic we'll discuss little with the medical field. And as we go along in this series, however long the series is going to play out, we will go along, we'll talk to medical experts, we'll find it online, anything we can, basically, information-wise, to bring to light any new things the parents maybe haven't tried in a while, forgotten remedies, things of that nature. We'll get into discussions of protective underwear and diapers and pull-ups. We'll definitely talk about bedwetting alarms, different strategies, solutions, both day and night wetting. If your children are experiencing this, a teen or young adult, it's a serious, serious issue that most people don't want to talk about. It's often brushed under the rug for fear of being discovered, for fear of being embarrassed. And you'll see a lot of that, at least from my understanding with our current situation with our son, we see a lot of that played out throughout the years and in different forms, and we want to talk about that. This will be a place for years, and me and my wife have discussed this, and outside of a few family members and some people who, you know, obviously found out for one reason or another, and we'll discuss that as well. But it's a topic that most people are embarrassed of or whatever, don't want to talk about amongst their friends. So we want to give you an open forum, a venting place, if you will, for this half-hour inaugural episode. And every episode will be a live call-in. If you know anyone suffering from this condition, which is medically termed enuresis, and have any questions or any ideas about this, want them to call in. A program you could possibly recommend if you're a listener out there hearing this broadcast and know somebody in a situation like this, this would be a good show to have them or a family member or loved one call in and discuss some things, or even not even call in, just listen to the program to figure out, you know, what's going on. And to be honest, we haven't figured it out. We're still dealing with the issue with our Senate. And a little background on that now, as this is the inaugural episode. So again, my name is Cody Appel, and I am the host of the show. We have a 15-year-old that we're dealing with at home, and he has never, ever, ever in his life been dry at night. And it's led to many arguments and frustrations throughout the years, you know. And this is what we, you know, I decided today, the reason we started the broadcast is we did have a big argument and a blow-up between, you know, him and this issue about a week or so ago. And that got me looking online. And as a parent who hasn't done anything in years to rectify this problem, kind of let it sweep under the rug and hope it'll go away because that's what we were told, you know, I'm a little perplexed as to why my 15-year-old, the oldest kid in our family, would still be wetting the bed every night, every single night. And it's a topic that, you know, not many people want to discuss or feel like, you know, it's taboo. It's definitely taboo. And it's even hard for me in this inaugural episode. I mean, I really wasn't prepared. I've never done a radio show before or any sort of a podcast, and learning as I go, so please bear with me. But I promise I'm a quick learner, and as we go, the episodes will get better and better and more enlightening, more hopefully more fruitful for everybody, and we'll hopefully get to that. My goal is to get to the topic or to the root, maybe, of what medical science hasn't been able to get to, and that is the underlying issue of the root cause of enuresis, nocturnal enuresis, as it's medically known. And that's what we want to do. We want to get to that understanding of why a perfectly healthy, normal child who has no medical issues or conditions would still be having an issue like this. And what I've learned in my recent research is that we're not alone. There's millions and millions of kids, adults even, young teens who suffer from this problem and condition. Now, when I say suffer, it's not, how do I put this? It's not where it's a physical ailment where it's going to bring you down to your knees, where it's something like, you know, an ailment where you're, you know, have a diagnosis of a terrible illness where it's incurable or something like that. This problem is a problem that most people won't know you even have unless they live with you or get wind of the condition. And we'll talk about that, too, in the upcoming weeks. It's a taboo condition. But for us, we're dealing with a 15-year-old son, and our son's name is Kyle. He, every night, like I said, for 15 years of his life, has been dealing with bedwetting. Every night. He's the oldest out of our three siblings, and the only one that has ever had this issue, and the only one that continues to do this, you know. And we have issues at home. There's arguments, there's fights with the kids. When they argue with each other, there's name-calling that goes around, you know, and we want to know how you deal with these issues if you're going through this. If you don't know how to deal with these issues at home, give us a call. If you need to vent, something you could give us advice on for ourselves, we're looking to make this an open forum for all individuals with day and nighttime wedding issues. We are the only channel that I know of that is dealing with this head-on every episode. So if you know somebody, it isn't like you're going to miss an episode. They will be archived, obviously. And we're going to tackle this issue head on. And I know there's a lot of parents out there. It's a hush-hush thing, and don't be afraid. This is open forum. We do, like I said, our son is suffering from this condition. And we, you know, we want to talk. We want to talk to you. We don't want it to be a hidden topic as much as it should be. And it shouldn't be a hidden topic. There are people can talk about cancer or talk about AIDS or any sort of illness or disease out there. And where it might have been like, oh, you don't want that or wish that on someone, it's not a problem when you talk about it openly. It's not something you're embarrassed of or something. And this topic shouldn't be as well, and unless, and there's a big unless a child is deliberately, and we'll discuss this as well, deliberately wetting themselves. And that's another case, and there are some cases. Now, what this program is focused towards mainly is normal, healthy, functioning children with no mental setbacks or handicaps or physical setbacks or handicaps. And I mean that in the most loving way possible. We're looking for, you know, children who are not in that because we understand, we know why some other children who may have a special needs case or may have mental, not mentally developed as well as other kids, they may still struggle with toileting issues, and we get that, we know that. That's not what this show is about. This show is about the normal, everyday functioning child with no schooling issues or, setback issues, who are still experiencing and struggling with toileting issues both day and night. And I can't stress that enough. There are a lot of children, older kids and teens, who are not toilet trained out there. We're talking 15, 16-year-olds who still wear a diaper, still wear a pull-up, still have to wear an alarm or a special sheet, rubber sheet on the bed. And that's basically what we're looking at. We want to know why these children, who are normally functioning in every other aspect of their lives, or seemingly, why they would still carry on such a childish or babyish condition, if you will. And, I've done some homework. I am no expert. I am looking to find the answers just as much as you are. But every week I will do my homework. Every time we discuss this live topic, I will have something, something new to bring to the table for you guys every week. And it sounds like, well, how much can you possibly discuss on this one topic? Believe me, it's never really been spoken about or touched on much. And there's plenty to be said over many, many decades and years of this going on. Never really much books, right? Because even when I searched online for any sort of information, there was nothing there. And nothing real fruitful anyways. And that's what we're looking for. We need to know why our children, we need to understand why our children are going through this. And again, this is a live call-in show. If you want to call, if you're hearing the sound of my beautiful voice today, call us 657 area code 383-0607. Again, it's 657-383-0607. I have some open phone lines right now. If you want to discuss this, have anything you need to vent about on the topic of enuresis, affectionately known as a bedwetting, we'll discuss that each and every episode of the Bedwetting Support Channel. And as we go along, we're going to have some sponsors along the way. We'll definitely have some special guests. Hopefully, you'll be our guest. You'll be the call. You'll be able to call in and discuss this topic with us openly. And remember, it's only radio. It's only radio. Nobody knows what you look like. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. We want to help. And that's what we're here to understand and to help each other. And that's what this program is all about. Along the topics, along as we go in these half-hour weekly podcast, I will discuss, like I said, we'll have a special guest. We're going to focus mainly of the show will be older kids, your teenagers, your adults. We also want to talk to parents, the caregivers, the loved ones of these bedwetters who are struggling day-to-day, the daily struggles we need to know and how we can improve on these daily struggles to make our lives, our children's or other person's lives better who are dealing with this issue. Also, a little background on me, I am a writer and have been developing over the past month or so a book. We're in talks of getting a book out in the works right now, and it's based loosely off of our son, and the book's going to be called Kyle's Chair, is what we've decided on, but it's still in the early phases of all that getting done, so I don't want to shoot my barrel before, or let my chickens out of the coop before they're hatched, or however you say it. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that, but we're working in talks. And I am no expert, but I'm a parent who's dealing with this on a daily basis, who has a better understanding than most healthcare professionals, than most physicians, because quite frankly, over the years and years of dealing with this issue with our son, we have not yet found a cure or even a Band-Aid to sort of fix this. And there are some medications, and we've tried them over the years, and we're going to discuss that. We want to know your feelings on the medications or even the lack of a new medication for bedwetting. And your feelings on that or how you feel, we want to talk about natural approaches. There is even some chiropractic approaches. So plenty to discuss on this one very, very interesting topic. And I feel it's about quite time to bring this to light. Again, I'm no radio host. I am no healthcare professional. All we are parents who are dealing with this on a daily basis with our older son. And we're trying to create a program where other parents or even healthcare givers can call in, can talk and discuss something. So, as a parent myself, I know many times. I would love to have reached out to someone else had I known that their child is going through this situation or something similar, or if they knew anything about it. How do you bring up this topic? We're going to discuss that and, you know, get into this really in depth. So enuresis, it is the medical term for bedwetting, the involuntary passing of urine. And enuresis isn't just bedwetting. Enuresis can be daytime or nighttime wetting. Nocturnal, which would describe it as nighttime wetting, would be the bedwetting part of it that most people are common with. However, there are older kids, teens, adults, who have never been potty trained, if you will, to go day or night. And what I've learned in our research, there's plenty of these around the world. It's a worldwide epidemic or pandemic or whatever you want to call it. You know, we want to bring it to light. We feel there's a need for such a program like this. And, you know, we want you to be involved. Give us a call if you're listening to our very first inaugural broadcast. And I didn't expect to have any callers. And if I have one, I'll be shocked. And you could be our very, very first caller if you want to call in today, 657-383-0607. Now, if you're listening to this in a rebroadcast, all our inaugural podcasts, you will not be too far away. Our next show will be coming up as soon as possible. Check out our website and on our blog talk radio, and you can be involved in our next show. Get your questions ready. If you have anything you've been dying to ask, afraid to ask, embarrassed to ask your healthcare provider, your doctor, family members, whoever, remember, it's just a cast. It's just radio. We don't know you. We don't care. We just want to know how we can help or how you can help us in this ongoing, it seems to be a daily ongoing battle with bedwetting. And some people it isn't. Some people we're finding, you know, some kids wet maybe once a week, some maybe wet once a month, once a year. But even if you're doing it once a year, you're still not completely dry. And there are tons, millions of people who aren't. Why do they make the connection? Why are they completely dry? You know, the kids aren't. And this is a topic, a discussion I usually have when me and my son have discussions about this, and it's very seldom because he gets upset about it and what have you, but it's an issue that needs to be addressed because I feel like we've babied him for too long, and now he's kind of stuck in that pattern. And there's nothing we know as parents to do. I mean, we've tried everything we can, and we've done good work charts. We want to know, but maybe there's something we're missing. We need to know. We want to discuss it. We want to make it open. You know, just to bring to light an issue that is seldom dealt with in the public eye. You're going to have a home here if you know anyone with this problem or not, because it's going to be a friendly place to discuss such a sensitive topic. All right, we want some callers, 657-383-0607, 657-383-0607. Again, I am your host, Cody Appel. And I will be doing this podcast, this beautiful podcast, as much as possible, maybe twice a week, however many times I can get this in there. We're going to do it. Every show will be live call-in. I didn't have time to prepare any special guests, but I will be doing my research. We'll bring in some experts and some special guests. We'll have them call in on our show. And we'll discuss all sorts of treatments, remedies, things people have done throughout the years. People may have forgot about some issues some treatments that they may, you know, what they used to do yesteryear as opposed to today. It seems to me like yesteryear or back in the day, as they quote-unquote would say on the street, basically back in the day, I maybe it wasn't discussed a lot, but you never really seen bedwetting, even back then, but it seems to me today, what I'm getting at is diaper companies are making bigger diapers. Let's face it. Kids are naturally getting bigger because of all the hormones and whatnot and all those chemicals that we pop and put and process into our food makes our children bigger. So I get that, bigger diapers because the kids are bigger. But if you've noticed, and if you ever take note, if you haven't, go to the grocery store. Next time you're there, go to the baby aisle. Look at the diapers and then start going up in size and start going down that aisle. And when you get to the end of the aisle, and I know this as a parent, there are diapers for teenagers in the baby. And if you think that those diapers are just for special needs children or children that, handicapped in any sort of way or fashion, you're wrong. It is for them, but there's a lot more older kids that wear them, my son being one. And there's older kids who have a need for that. We're going to talk diapers. We're going to talk absorbency. We're going to talk price. We're going to talk cost. We're going to talk all these things in a beautiful new show. So spread the message about this wonderful new show, the very first that I'm aware of its kind, and I'm happy to be a part of the blocktalkradio.com. Please give us a call. Every show will be live calling, so we really want to focus on your questions, your concerns about the topic of bedwetting or enuresis, whatever you prefer to call it. As the weeks go by, the shows go by one at a time, it's going to get better and better. We're definitely going to have some audio. Like I said, this is the inaugural kickoff show. We just wanted to get something out on the air to have it there to let the people know, hey, it's out there. Let our public know it's out there. We're aware of the situation. We're a family dealing with it. You can talk to us. We're going to be open and honest as much as we possibly can until it hurts to let you know what's going on. We're going to update our son Kyle's progress every week and talk about what we're trying to do. Like, we haven't done anything in a while. I'll be honest. I've been kind of laid back. It's for probably since he was 12 or 13, we haven't done anything to try to re-potty train him or get him to go to the bathroom at night. And our son at 15 wears a tape-on diaper to bed. He's too big for pull-ups. He wets through them. The adult ones, they don't hold enough. So we have to go plastic diapers. And he knows until he learns that, you know, at night, this is what we're going to do. Now, the thing with our son, there's no medical condition with our son. There's no physical ailment or mental ailment with our son. Our son is a normal grade in school, does well in all his tests, is not a deep sleeper. Some people are a deep sleeper, and we'll get into that discussion in later episodes as well. Has been seen every year by our family medical doctor, pediatrician, specialist. We've been down every road that you can possibly think of. Alarms, star charts, reward systems, shaming, rewarding, anything you can think of. And we want to talk about all of these things and find out what works. It might be a remedy of things that we put together, chain effect, of things that might help. And I've heard that too. Whatever the case may be, as a family, we haven't figured it out yet. Like I said, we're dealing with it on a nightly basis with our son, 15 years old, and we want to know. Older kids, teens, even adults, if you have one, we want to talk about it. We want to get this out in the open. We want to know what you're doing, maybe something we're not, that can rectify the situation. If not, maybe keep the clothes dry a little bit better, lighten the laundry load a little bit more, make it easy for the moms and the dads out there who are doing all this extra housework, and that can be burdensome on families, burdensome on the kid. Are you making your kid take responsibility for the bedwetting? Are you making them clean the bed? I confess, we don't. And we've been told several times we need to. My wife doesn't feel that it's something, our son, he's got so much going on with school and sports and this and that, that, you know, we don't. My wife kind of takes care of the situation. So in your home, in your family, who takes care of the situation? Is it a family effort? Is it both of you? Is it one of you? I help. I know a lot about it, and I deal with it. But my wife is the primary. She deals a lot more than I do. I work longer hours and pretty much all day. My wife, not that she doesn't work, she's home with the kids. But I'm pretty stressful, easier for me to get back into the swing of things. And I do deal with it, believe me. But it's something that it's an issue that it bothers me. It takes it to heart. And we really want to get this rectified. Now, that all being said, we want to know. Give us a call. Call-in lines are open, 657-383-0607. Our topic is bedwetting. Every topic of this program will be about bedwetting support, the issue of bedwetting and enuresis, the daytime wedding, the nighttime wedding, the control. We need to get this out there, get this on. Please give us a call, 657-383-0607. I'm your host, Cody Appel. Will be your host each and every week. We only have about less than 5 minutes to go in this inaugural broadcast right now of the podcast. and I'm excited about it. It's fun. It's quite interesting. I've never done any sort of radio. I figured, what the heck? Let's give it a shot on a very unique, taboo, and interesting subject. I don't think we're going to have any problem with subject. I know I'm not the only one that's dealing with this issue with our children or our kids. If you are, maybe you have multiple kids. Hey, I never thought of that. Maybe there's a few. Now, our son is the oldest, and we have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, a girl and a younger son. And our younger children, none of them ever went to bed. They were early potty trainers and never looked back. However, our older son, Kyle, who is the oldest, the 15-year-old, our 15-year-old, was a late potty trainer. And that's because my wife, I believe in the beginning, was more mothering. And that just goes with any first baby with any family. And we weren't sure that we were going to have other kids at the time, so I believe there was a little bit of over-mothering or babying. And Kyle kind of got stuck. And it was late to get him out of diapers in the daytime. But at night, he's never been, you know. Frustration you might be feeling with that. An older kid, a teenager, and a young adult, an older adult, you know, who's still dealing with this issue. And there are plenty of them out there. We've seen the stories, and we're going to touch on this subject. We're going to touch on adult bedwetting. We're going to touch on teen bedwetting. We're going to touch on older kids. They say it's common. We've heard up to 8 or 9 for a bed to be wet every night. Maybe around 10, you should start getting a little concerned. Are you concerned sooner than that? We listen to the experts. We are dealing with a 15-year-old who's still in diapers. Have you listened? Have they told you the same thing? Are you hearing different? We talk about it every year at my son's pediatrician, you know, before he goes back to school for his physical. It's brought to light every year. Although Kyle doesn't like it brought up, it is brought up, and, you know, it's something that has to be discussed, and we get into arguments and fights about that. We're going to get into all of this. There's just a plethora of things that we got to stay fun for the first show. I'm going to have another show very, very, very soon, sooner than you think. You might want to check our listing. We are support, Bedwetting Support is our handle, is our channel handle, blogtalkradio.com/bedwetting support. Bedwetting Support, you can search us under the bedwetting category. Every show will be a live call-in show. Every show will be about the topic of enuresis. It's called Bedwetting to the Layman. 657-383-0607 is our call-in line. We hope we will have you as a guest for the very next time. And we will see you soon. We got 1 minute and 46 podcast. And we appreciate you being with us today. If you are listening to this podcast at a later time, then please enjoy it. And let us know that you're a listener. Look forward to the other one. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, get them to call in. It's going to be an interesting show and an interesting series on this podcast. It is the Bedwetting Support. I'm your host of this show, Cody Appel, and we're dealing with the topic no one wants to talk about. And actually, I was quite nervous getting on the air for the inaugural show, but I must say, after this show, it's been amazing, and I feel a lot better, and I'm looking forward to coming to you again into your listening range and broadcasting this beautiful show. Thank you so much for joining us on the inaugural show. We'll see you again. You got to look for us. The show is just going to get better and better as the weeks roll by. That's a guarantee. Thanks again. We appreciate it. Remember, look for us, Bedwetting Support, on the radioblog.com, blogtalkradio.com, Bedwetting Support, after the /. We'll see you next time. We want some live callers. Please call us, 657-383-0607 on next time's show. Have your questions ready. Have your rants and anything you want to vent about ready. Again, I'm your host, Cody Appel. Thank you so much for the inaugural podcast, whatever you want to call it, of the Bedwetting Support Show. We'll see you soon. God bless.